Welcome back to a new episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoy today's show, and if you do, please share with family and friends, and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. Trophies for all. Dear helicopter parent, for those of you thick in the middle of the youth sports phase of this grand parenting journey, I'd like to offer the following history lesson. Kids have been getting end-of-season sports trophies since the beginning of time. And not just the kids whose team won the championship. All players, regardless of achievement, have received trophies since at least the late 70s. It's a simple fact, and my garage is living proof. I'm almost certain it's my generation of mid-50s empty nesters that have helped perpetuate this myth. Oh, back in the day, we didn't get a trophy unless we won it all. No, today's parents are just soft. Certainly every 10-year-old Johnny and Susie deserve a trophy just for lacing up their cleats. Of course, today's kids have Velcro shoes and have no idea what shoelaces even are, let alone how to tie them. I invite you back to 1976. I was the small forward for the mighty Bantam Division Bullets. We didn't exactly tear up the Barrington Park Rec Hoops League that year. Our team was mediocre and finished with a 6-7 record at best. Fast forward a year later, and the 1977 Minor League Sonics were just plain bad. We sucked. I think we maybe won 4 out of 13 games. That's not very good. A year later, the 1978 Major League Hawks were a solid team. We finished maybe 4 games above 500, and we made the playoffs. Our first-round exit didn't sadden me for more than a few hours. I went out and played with my friends. You might ask what all these teams have in common. The simple answer is none of these hoops teams ever sniffed a championship. We never played in a championship game. But guess what? It didn't matter. At the end of each season, the Barrington Recreation Center happily handed us trophies for playing on middle-of-the-pack youth basketball teams. We didn't get the 9th-place purple participation ribbons, I recall, from AYSO soccer. Instead, we got nice silver or gold trophies engraved with our names. The late 70s was a gold rush of hardware. I earned a boatload of trophies from hoops, basketball, and soccer. I'm pretty sure I was only on 2 championship teams, both in baseball, the 1979 Summer League Orioles and the 1980 Major League Pirates. And yes, those trophies were much bigger, shinier, and without doubt more meaningful than the others. But I still got the others. And yet it's today's parents that are lamenting the idea that Susie and Johnny now get trophies for everything they do. When I was young, you only got a trophy for winning, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry to report, but that is complete bullshit. If old man Friel was collecting hardware in the late 70s, I assure you that parents now in their late 30s and early 40s were also bringing home metal and fake marble at the end-of-season award banquets. Somewhere and somehow the narrative evolved, and trophies were only earned and not given. Why the disconnect? Or should I say, why the outright deceit in this generation of parenting? I don't understand why so many parents forget their own childhood and the fact they too got trophies for 4th place. It's as if we are all deflecting, maybe concealing our guilt over how we've helicoptered over our children for the past 20 years. And I'm guilty too, I get it. But as I cleaned out my garage last Saturday, I couldn't believe the dates and my trophies. I still remember the teams, the uniforms, and the Saturday rituals at Barrington Park. Of course, everything has changed since then. Youth sports are extremely competitive, the parents are batshit crazy, and the stress placed on young kids is ridiculous. I'm really not sure how things evolved to such an extreme. When I was growing up, kids played sports based on the calendar. Flag football and soccer in the fall, basketball in the winter, baseball in the spring and summer. I played all the sports. I didn't need to choose one sport by age 12. There were no club teams, no travel teams. We practiced once a week, often right before the game. There were pretty much only 2, maybe 3 dads that even bothered to coach. They coached all the sports. Changed the gear, changed the equipment, and the same 2 or 3 dads were always out there coaching. Thanks, Bruce Siegel. Meanwhile, my good buddy's son Bradley is now 9, and he is an awesome little hooper. There are 4 coaches for Bradley's basketball team. 4! The lacrosse teams are now being formed at age 7 and 8. Some kids will play 7, 8 years together before they even get to high school. And forget other sports for the upper echelon athletes. It's one sport year-round. The one overwhelming reason for all of this is us, the parents. We are so heavily invested in everything our kids do from dawn to dusk. They can't possibly sit idle for 1 minute or run around outside with their buddies for hours on end with no boundaries like we did back in the day. My parents' engagement and involvement in my youth sports was very simple. My mom signed us up. and drove me to and from practice and games. She watched a handful of games, but generally dropped me off and picked me up after the game. My dad worked a lot on Saturdays and rarely came to games in any sports, maybe one or two games a year. He did come to all my championship games, which there were not many. He never came within 10 miles of a practice. He never gave a second of thought to coaching one of my teams. Sports was my activity, not his. Practice? Practice? I just hear Allen Iverson. My dad would have no clue who Allen Iverson was. Practice? It sounds harsh, and writing that hurts a bit, but those were the times. My parents were not that involved in many aspects of my life, from school to sports to birthday parties and after-school stuff, neighborhood goings-on. My sister and I were usually on our own. We roamed freely unless we got in trouble. Our daily schedule was fixed with lots of us time. When my monkeys arrived, I had no clue what the sports landscape would look like. I never really made the conscious effort to be more involved than my parents. It's just how it evolved. And sure enough, I began coaching my son's T-ball team. And I've touched on that in another episode, but God, coaching youth sports, and especially baseball, was there were moments of just hilarity and great, great thrill and enjoyment, but it was overshadowed by just incredible stress and just craziness trying to manage a bunch of 5, 6, 7-year-olds running around with bats. I mean, really, 6-year-old kids with aluminum bats just rolling around the dugout and on the field, no clue what to do with the bat. And I'm just praying that they didn't swing and take out a coach's knee or a fellow player's elbow or what have you. But I coached and I was involved, and I coached more in baseball. I coached basketball 1 year, but I used to go to practices. I'd drop him off. I'd stay for a while. I'd go to all his games. My wife and I rarely missed a game ever. And again, I coached. I went to practices. It's a complete opposite of my dad. And I really don't know why that was. I mean, I clearly didn't work as hard, and the norms have certainly changed, but I'd get off work early. I'd leave at 4:30 and go coach. And on the weekends, I had nothing better to do. I didn't work Saturdays, as my dad worked many Saturdays. But all of a sudden, I'm at all the games. I go to most of the practices. I'm coaching. I'm totally, it's 180 degrees from what I grew up with. And it's fine. I love going to kids' games. I love going to sporting events. And as the kids started, started playing volleyball, and then we get into lacrosse, and they're getting older. There's nothing better than going and watching your kids' games. But I still had within inside me that it was the kids' game. It's not my game. I'm not going to yell at the umpire. I'm not going to go aggro. I want to be there to support my kids and have them have fun. But I think unfortunately, it's not the norm today. I think parents are so overly involved in sports, and whether it's trying to get your kid a scholarship, because colleges are so crazy expensive, the pressure on kids at age 12, 13, 14 to pick a sport and, you know, practice 5 days a week and have 3 games, and then the travel teams. Geez, the travel teams are crazy. People spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I think lacrosse and hockey are the most expensive because just the equipment and the gear, and then you've got to travel out of market to find teams to play. But even girls volleyball is crazy, the amount of money you spend, but the amount of time that the girls invest is crazy. You spend all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in a gym from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they're young kids, and they love it. Some of them love it. I'll never forget with my daughter. She was a really good volleyball player. I love volleyball because it's a team sport, and unlike basketball or soccer, you can't have one girl just dribble it all over, score 20 points. It's a team game. You rotate, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful game. So my daughter played for 2 or 3 years, 11, 12, 13, was really good, tall, and enjoyed it. And then it came down. I'll never forget. It came to tryouts where they told you ahead of time, club team told you ahead of time, bring $1,800. Check for $1,800. If your daughter makes the team, you need to cut the check that day. Talk about a business model. Jeez. You couldn't show up 2 days later at practice. You had to deliver the check the day of tryouts. It's just classic. $1,800, pay us now or you're not in. Amazing. Bring the check that day, and then we'll get your daughter playing, you know, practicing 4 or 5 nights a week for 3 or 4 hours, whatever it was. It was crazy. And my daughter, I'll never forget being at the gym and all these girls come out of a closed gym session and some of them are just bawling because they didn't make the team. And it's, you know, it's tryouts, you make it or you don't. And I find my daughter and she's a little sad and she's like, "Dad, I made the team." I'm like, "That's awesome. I got my checkbook. Let's go make a mortgage payment so you can play 13-year-old volleyball." And she's like, "Dad, I don't want to play." I'm like, "What do you mean you don't want to play? Sure you want to play." And she's like, "No, Dad, it's stressful." And and then she starts bawling. She's like, "I really don't want to play." So here we are. I'm ready to cut a check. The coaches are sitting there kind of waiting. We're down in the hallway and she's just really sad. And she's like, "Dad, I don't want to play." And I was like, I was really bummed because I love volleyball. And very selfishly, I wanted her to play. She was good. But guess what? It was her decision. It's her sports, not mine. And I literally, it took me a few minutes. I'm like, "Okay." And I went and told one of the coach, I'm like, "You might want to grab one of the bawling girls out in the parking lot because there's a spot opened up." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "Karina's not going to play." I'm like, "No, she's not going to play. She just doesn't want to do it." And I got back to the car like 10 minutes later and we're just sitting there. And I just became so proud of her that it would have been easy to go play with her friends, easy to please Dad, but it wasn't her deal. She saw the road ahead and that wasn't for her. She wanted to do other things and not have volleyball take up all her time. And likewise, she got to high school and played lacrosse for 2 years and was really good at lacrosse, but wasn't a huge fan. And she had some good friends in the team that were really super good. And she played for 2 years and then it came to junior year and she's like, "Yep, I just don't want to do that. That's not how I want to spend my last few years of high school." And again, I was like, "Oh my God." I was just bummed, but it was my bummerness. Is that a word? Bummerness? I was the one that was bummed. I was the one that's sad. She was very firm. She knew what she wanted to do. And I'm so, so damn proud of her both instances. Even though Jesuit High won the state tournament that year, she would have been a state champion in lacrosse, which would have been pretty cool. Certainly cool for Dad, but it wasn't for her, and that's okay. So I think I've bridged the gap between my parents barely knowing that I had a game that day or where it was or watching it to coaching and being involved. And then, you know, with my daughter, she basically two different sports. She participated, she played well, and then she was kind of done with it. And that's totally cool. But I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself that I've just accepted it and didn't berate her. And yet so many parents, they just grind in their kids and the pressure, it's just so unhealthy and it just blows me away. And sports should be for the kids. And I love that we all go to the games and it's just a different, again, different time. We go to games and I'm okay. Travel, you know, we used to go up to Seattle or go to Bend, but lacrosse folks, they go to Texas, Denver, Maryland, East Coast, San Diego. Likewise with hockey, they're going to Canada. They're going to Vegas. They're going all over the place. We had zero travel teams growing up, nada, zilch. We didn't even travel in our own city. Barrington Recreation Park was 2 miles from my house. Paul Revere Park was 3.2 miles from my house. Palisades High, my wonderful high school, go Dolphins, was 7 miles from my house. So talk about no travel teams. My parents literally... 7 miles was the farthest they had ever had to go for practice, for games. So my parents didn't show up for anything, and yet there was no travel. And now today, people are flying to the East Coast. They're flying to LA. They're flying to Denver, Dallas, all over the place. It's so classic, the emergence of the travel teams. And again, I still don't know when did they start? Because it was clearly a dad like, "Oh, we've got to find better competition," or something like that. But growing up, we traveled 2 miles, 3 miles, or 7 miles. And again, all the games were at three fields. Barrington Rec was hoops and baseball. I guess we had Westside Little League. And then Paul Revere was soccer and hoops. And then Palisades High was soccer. Literally three locations, four if you count baseball. That's all we had. That was our travel team in 1980. Just classic. Limited travel's okay. It's a good experience. And we went to some lacrosse tournaments with our son and little weekends with a bunch of 13-year-olds running around a hotel is classic to watch. And have a few games and then the parents would all hang out in the hotel bar and, try to pay attention to the kids running around a hotel with lacrosse sticks. But those are fun days. But I just think youth sports is just so, so over the board now. And it's not fair to the kids. And it's the parents. It's the parents that are doing it. It's not little Johnny. It's Johnny's dad that maybe was a baseball player. No, you got to play baseball and you're going to go to college. I don't know what it is. It's just not my gig. And I'm glad I had that perspective. My wife was never a big athlete growing up in high school. She loves sports and supports the kids wholeheartedly in their athletic endeavors. But she was never into it. So she was fine. But it's not just the dads. Some of the moms are crazy, too. We went to a lacrosse game a few weeks ago, and it was actually a Canadian team that was down. Jesuit is so damn good. They've got to find teams from another country for competition. But the moms were crazy. The Crusaders were down 3-2 early, and they are just serious, all business. Don't even talk to them. I mean, the dads are nuts, but some of the moms are crazy too. Of course, that game ended up, Jesuit won 18-5. So no need for the moms to freak out. But one of the greatest things about being an empty nester, about not having any weekend games or practices or any kids sports at all, I can go to games freely now. We went to lacrosse for half of the game. And I'm not worried, is my son in the game? Is he not in the game? Why did he get taken out? Why doesn't he play? Why is my daughter in the game? Why isn't she playing? Did she play poorly? You're so stressed as a parent watching your kids. And when you go just to watch for the love of the game, it's awesome. You can go for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, and then you just get out of there. And there's no stress. There's nothing. And the parents that are in the middle of it, they're stressful. God, it's stressful. And I used to be one of them. But God, it is so nice being on the other side. It's just, you know, sports are enjoyable now. You don't even know the kids. Maybe you know one or two, but you're just sitting there on a sunny afternoon like, oh, I'll watch a little lacrosse. It's so nice. And again, it's a little perspective. And I get it when you're in the middle of it and, you know, there's some great athletes. And I think if you've got a really driven kid that's good at something, yeah, support it by all means. But let them drive it. Let them drive the activity. Let them drive their interest level and try to step back and let them enjoy it because it's their sport. It's not yours. So in conclusion, let's remember a few things. Kids have been getting trophies since the beginning of time. So the idea that today's kids are somehow, you know, softer or whatever is not true. It's not true. I was getting trophies in the late 70s. Late 70s, I had trophies. So above all, enjoy your kids' sports. Have so much fun on the field, in the gym, on the plane, traveling around, spending tons of money, mortgage payments to play volleyball. Enjoy it all, but let it be the kids. Let it be the kids. And can't wait till you bring home a trophy for finishing seventh, because you'll get one. Cheers. Thanks for listening to another episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, please share with friends and family, and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride.